Hello, and welcome to the Jesus and a Cup of Joe podcast, the show that brings you a conversation about Jesus, the Bible, and life. Here is your host, Royce Bottoms.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Glad you're able to join me. Hope and pray you're having a fantastic day. Get you a great cup of Joe, and let's get ready to go. So, growing up, I always heard this saying, whether it was family, friends, or whatever, is you are a thorn in my side, or you're a pain in my side. I've also been told I've been a pain in the neck and a pain in the butt. That's a story for a different day. But a thorn in my side, we've all heard it. We've all probably said it, or it's been told to us. That's what I want to look at today. I want to look at the thorn that was in Paul's flesh. I want to look at the thorn that was irritating Paul during his ministry. Because I believe that there's something that the Lord can show us out of looking into this, unpacking it, reading it, trying to understand it. Who knows? There may be somebody who's listening right now that is struggling with something. Maybe you have that thorn in your side. And maybe there's something that maybe in this episode that God wants to communicate to you. Who knows? So also, we're going to be sharing some other good news at the end of the episode about some exciting things that are happening with the podcast and with the ministry. So stick around if you want to hear about that. Because it's fantastic to be able to share this kind of news. So Apostle Paul, we all know him. He played that significant part of establishing not only the early church, but he did most of the writing of the New Testament. He was once a killer of Christians, but his conversion story to become a follower of Christ is truly fascinating. Throughout his writings, you can see that he was laser-focused with the passion of sharing with non-believers the good news of Jesus. His passion and his obedience was unshakable. Many came to know Jesus because of his work and his persistence that Paul showed when he was going around telling people about Jesus. When Paul was struck down on the road to Damascus, when Jesus blinded him for 3 days, he was told to go and see a man named Ananias. And Ananias was told by the Lord that this man was coming to see him. And of course, Ananias argued, didn't want him. He's like, look, Lord, do you not understand that this guy is a killer? He is killing all of us who are followers of yours. In Acts 9:16, God says, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my namesake. And that's what started it all. Paul's ministry was far from easy. In the second letter to the church of Corinth, we could see a small understanding of the suffering that Paul required to endure for the sake of Christ. All right, 2 Corinthians 12:6-7, it says, though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth, but if I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassed greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given to me in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. See, Paul received visions and revelations from God that he could boast about whenever he wanted. But however, he refused to do so because he was committed not to be boasting in himself, but in God alone. Paul shared that to keep himself humble, God had given him a thorn in his flesh. Now, see, we're not sure what the thorn was or why Paul did not go more into detail. But I think we can all relate of having thorns in our lives, that persistent area of suffering and weaknesses, so we just wish would go away. See, normally Paul requests the Lord to take this thing away. This is what he did. He asked him 3 times. So when we look at 2 Corinthians 12:8-9, it says, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, and it is, should it leave me? But he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast about all the more gladly of my weakness, so the power of Christ may rest upon me. So here's Paul. Like I said, here's Paul. He is now converted. He was Saul of Taurus, and now he changed his name to the Greek name of Paul. He's preaching the gospel. He's sharing Jesus with the non-believers, with non-Jews, if you will. He is going all over. He's preaching. He's telling people. But see, the Lord told Ananias, like I said a minute ago, Lord told Ananias, says, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my namesake. And see, Paul did suffer. His mission was never easy. His mission was never without the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs, and the pains that come with this. I've said it multiple times on this podcast, and I continue to say it to this day. Being a Christian is not easy. You have the biggest target on your back. You have people gunning for you 24/7. You got people trying to shut you up and shut you down 24/7. But here's the thing. Being a follower of Christ, being a Christian, being a believer, being with the family of God, I would not trade it for things of this world. There is no amount of money in a bank account anywhere that you could offer me to cause me to change my mind. Now, some of this is words that people say, well, I would never do this. If I was threatened, I would follow Jesus all the way to the grave. Well, some people will and some people won't, unfortunately. There's going to be some that's going to turn against him, that's going to deny him. I mean, let's look at Peter. Peter, in my opinion, he's one of my favorite disciples. I have a few, but Peter's one of them. When he was Simon Peter, and when Jesus called him, he was the enforcer in a sense. But what did Jesus tell him? He told him, you're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows. What happened? He did it. Sometimes we get put in those positions where we may think about renouncing. We may think about turning. We may think about walking away because we're trying to save ourselves at that particular time. But is it really worth it? Is it really worth trying to save what you can save here on this earth? Because remember, we're not of this world. We're only passing by. All right? We're only passing by. So from the scriptures, we can learn a great deal about the suffering and weaknesses and the power of God. We can learn from Paul's experience that God will allow our strengths to be sacrificed so we may experience his true and greater strength. We can only go so far on our own strengths, and here's the reason why. Because our strength is nothing compared to God's strength in our own life. Our strength is limited to us only by what we can do. Our strength can serve us a temptation to boast in ourselves, but when the purpose should be found by giving God the glory. In God's response to Paul, we learn two significant lessons when dealing with difficulties in our life. Number one, God's grace is sufficient. Paul will still be able to accomplish what he was set out to do because he had the grace of God put on him. All right, our weaknesses does not stop God's strength. Our weaknesses does not stop God's plan. Our weaknesses does not stop God's grace and love from showing up in amazing ways in our lives. See, we think that we can do everything ourselves. We can do it all. We don't need anybody. All right. We got this. Until we run into that brick wall, to that hard thing, to where we can't do anything. And then we're struggling with it and we're suffering with it, when all we needed to do is just stop and give it to God. But see, we don't know how to do that because all we know how to do is continuously screw things up, all right? Continuously screw things up. So we know God's grace is sufficient. God's strength has made perfect in weakness. Everything that is making Paul weak is the very thing that God is showing his power through. Our weakness is the key to God's strength in our lives. We experience God's grace and strength through most of our weaknesses. Once Paul grasped the truth, we see the shift in his heart and the perspective on his suffering. And he initially pleaded with God multiple times to take away the thorn and the messenger of Satan. But now he says he's glad about his weakness. And he adds in 2 Corinthians 12:10, says, "For the sake of Christ, then I am content with the weakness, the hardships, the persecutions, and the calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." See, that's something we should learn. That's something we should take away from. The only way we can be strong in the Lord is when we are humble and weak in front of the Lord. When we're able to stop and give it all to Him and say, "You know what? I cannot take this thing any further. I can't travel another inch. It has to be You, Lord. It has to be You. This is all You. This is nothing about me." There are too many people right now in this world that's claiming, "Look at me. Look at what I did. Look at what I accomplished. Look what I was able to do." And it's just like some people in churches and some preachers in churches are like, "Look how many people I saved. Look how many people we saved or the church saved. Look how many people we brought to Christ." Look, no, it has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with this. We don't save. We don't lead people to Christ. All we do is we share the good news and share the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Now, it's up to that individual having a relationship with Jesus for them to come together and for them to work out what they need to work out. All right. Churches doesn't save. There is not a church around that saves you from the devil's hell. That's your personal experience and relationship with Jesus. There is no man standing up on Sunday mornings behind a book board holding a Bible that saves you. He is a messenger of God. He is to share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is for that being the word of God that penetrates the hearts and brings and draws people closer to Christ. So I'm trying not to digress, but that's something that's always irritated me. But getting back to this, Paul could have found contentment in his own strength, but in Philippians 3, Paul outlines in a lengthy list all the accomplishments, and not to brag about them, but to say that he considered them nothing compared to knowing Christ. Philippians 3, 7, "But whatever gain I had, I count for the loss for the sake of Christ." Sometimes the thorns, our thorns, is the greatest connection to Jesus. Paul would rather be weak by his thorns so he may have the power of Christ to rest on him versus being strong in himself and weak in the Lord. Paul wanted to have Jesus as close to him as possible. If his weakness was the key to God's power to be manifested in his life, he would gladly walk that path. But do we have the same resolve? Will we look at our own weakness as a key to God's power or a stumbling block to our own plans? Are we willing to give up our own strength, our own accolades, our praise from man because we truly believe that Christ is greater? Will we see God's grace and strength even in our own suffering? These are questions that we need to answer. We need to look at. We need to sit there and say, Is this right? Is this something that I would be willing to do? Because remember, we have to be humble, and we have to show that we do not have the strength. We can't do it all. We have to do it through Jesus, period. We have to do it through the Lord, period. There's nothing else. See, the thorns help us focus on the character and not the wants. The massive perspective shift of Paul, when he initially cried out for the Lord to take this thorn away, he probably thought, if God takes this away, I could be more effective in the ministry. If this burden is lifted, I could be more fit for my purpose. It isn't, however, the way we need to look at it. We need to look at our weakness in our own lives. It's it's an obstacle that's keeping us from doing what we are called to do. Through Paul's thorns, God showed us that he was more concerned with our character than what we do. It is important to God for Paul to be humble and not be conceited than to go 10 more mission trips because God is more concerned about who we are than what we do. See, it is about our characters instead of our wants. There are people that I know today that will tell you, hey, I want to be a great preacher. I want to be a great pastor. I want to be a great missionary. I want to be a great this. I want to do this. I want to do that. Here's the deal. It ain't about your wants. It's about God's wants. What does God want for you? What is it that God wants you to do that you're not listening because you're so worried about, ooh, look at me and pat myself on the back? As I've said multiple times, and I keep saying it, being called into this ministry is very humbling, and it's an honor to do it. But it wasn't something I jumped on and went, ooh, pick me. No, I ran from it. I didn't want nothing to do with it because it just was not something I wanted to do. But see, the Lord had a different plan. And he got me to where I needed to be, not because I wanted to go through the times that I did, but it was because God said, okay, I'm going to have to take you down this road to get you where I need to get you, and you're going to pay attention. And it worked. Because like I said, 24 years, this month, 24 years of his ministry, and I wouldn't change nothing in the world. I've had great ups and downs. I've had great things that happened in my life, and I have tremendous heartaches that's happened in my life. But at the end of the day, you know what I have? I have Jesus. I have the Lord. I have my salvation, and I'm able to walk with the Lord. I'm a sinner who was saved by his marvelous grace. I sin daily. I have to ask for forgiveness because this old flesh is weak, but my spirit is strong. And so I thank the Lord for that. So, God had a plan for Paul that included various things. But if we look at 1 Samuel 16:7, it reminds us, for the Lord sees not as a man sees. A man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at on the heart. So the Lord looks way past all of the facade, the things that we think he's looking at. And he looks deep into your heart. And he sees where your heart is. And he looks at your heart and sees if you are where you need to be. Now, are you where you need to be at today? I can't answer that. Only you can. If there is somebody who's listening, maybe you're going through something right now. Maybe you're struggling with something and you have the ability to turn it around, but you can't let go of it. I'm here to tell you today that if you're willing to let go of it and let God handle it, it'll turn around for you. But you got to be willing to follow what the Lord has planned for you, right? Our goal is not to lose ourselves, but to serve God. We ask ourselves, is it more to focus on my to-do lists, my vision boards, my goals, than becoming what God wants me to be? Do we see God as a hindrance in our purpose? Does our flesh get in the way of following what God has planned for us? We cannot serve ourselves and serve God. There's no way. It cannot go hand in hand. You cannot serve the flesh and serve the Lord. It can't happen. Because the flesh is the flesh. It's going to do what it wants. It has its own lust. It has its own wants, its own needs, and it's demanding. And then you have the Lord, his grace, his love, his everything. It's demanding. You cannot be in two places at one time, so you gotta choose. You got to choose. Matthew 10:39, it says, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will, in my sake, will find it. See, you got to understand, we have to lose ourselves to serve God. We have to lose ourselves to serve God. But if we serve ourselves, we will lose God. We have to give up ourselves to follow the Lord. The thorns let us remove the pride of our own strength. There's many times where God uses weaknesses to help us lose ourselves so we may find Him and experience His grace and power. It's such a competitive culture. Many prides themselves on their own strength, but God grants the Christians something greater than that. We are gifted God's strength through our weaknesses. Paul shared that his thorn was given to him, and he saw the gift that benefited him. See, in today's time, it's all about our own strengths, our own purposes, our own mission, our own drive. Everything's me, 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 me. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. Been there, done it, got a t-shirt for it. It does not work. What works is saying, okay, Lord, I can't do it without you. And sometimes the Lord will knock you down a notch. He will bring you down a minute to remind you that you're not greater than He is. Even though the devil's going to whisper in your ear and say, yeah, you're just as good as God. Because isn't that what He did with Adam and Eve? We cannot allow ourselves to go down that rabbit hole by allowing our pride and everything get in the way of what the Lord wants. That's plain and simple. So as I get ready to wrap this up, I want to leave you with this. I want to challenge you to take a look at your weakness with a new perspective. See how God is showing up faithfully and strong and gracious in your life, despite the thorns that you think you have. All right? Understand that if we are willing to give it to the Lord, we would see such a change in our lives. And even if our country was willing to turn back to God, I believe we would see a change and a difference in that, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think we're getting to that point to where we're going to be too far gone. All right. All right. So before I get out of here, I said I would share some exciting news about Jesus and a Cup of Joe and Beyond the 12 Ministries. We have this past week, well, probably 2 weeks, we have became ambassadors for Caruso Brand Clothing, which is a Christian faith-based apparel company. And we're excited to be able to work with them. They've been in the business for over 35 years. They proclaim the message of Jesus Christ through their Christian t-shirts. They are a small family base, started in 1987, and they expanded to all types of suppliers in the Christian apparel nationwide. So I will have some links up if you guys are interested in clicking and going through the links. Obviously, like any ambassador or any type of program like this, if you buy anything, obviously we get a small cut of that, which helps the ministry out and keeps us going. So if you like good Christian apparel, by all means, check them out. I will be doing some more discussions on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, about this great company and share the different clothing lines that they have. All right. So if you're in the market, definitely take a look at that. Somebody else that we're excited to be working with is called Rogue Energy. They are a subsidiary of G Fuel. And so if you have any friends or kids or anybody that's into gaming and stuff of this nature, you know G Fuel is big in the gaming community. Well, Rogue Energy is also just as big. We are a partner with them, and we have the ability to offer you some good deals and good specials through our special link. So if you are in the market for some energy drinks that is zero sugar, that's not going to kill you, stuff of that nature, definitely take a look at Rogue Energy. You can see all of this at our website, jesusinacupofjoe.com. So So that's two people right there, or two companies that we're excited to be working with. And we are in negotiations and talks right now with trying to see if we could do some work with Ryobi Tools. If that happens, I will definitely let you guys know. It's exciting times for us, because with all of the sponsors and all of the ambassadors and all of these affiliate programs that we're able to do, we're hoping to generate the money that we need to finish moving forward with getting our license through the state and all of this to apply for our nonprofit status as a ministry. I keep saying we, because there's a few of us that is doing this. It's primarily me. I'm the owner, but I have some people in the background that is helping out, and they want to kind of stay quiet. So that's why I keep saying we. But I'm looking to take Beyond the 12 Ministries and move it ahead and get it to the point to where it can be a good mission and a good ministry that can stand on its own. And it's because of supporters like you guys. All right. I have some really great people who's been donating. God bless you for that. I'm not going to name no names, because I don't want to put them on the spot or embarrass them, but these people have really stepped up. And what I did was I also went and created a spot fund, is what it's called. It's called spot fund. And what it is it is the ability to be able to give. It's sort of like GoFundMe, but it's designed for other deals. And what I did is I set one up for the ministry. And so I will attach the link to today's episode so you can take a look at that. It's another way of donating. What we found out is using Stripe and Ko-Fi and things like that, they are charging such a huge cost that no matter what the monies is, it's almost getting cut by a third by the time you pay all the fees and all of that. So this company is 100%. They work with corporations and they work with ministries like mine. So we're excited to be working with them. Hopefully we can generate some money, move to the next level and keep growing. So, but hey, that is today's show. Thank you so much. I know y'all listened to me for the past 27 minutes talk, but all joking aside, I could not do this, number one, without God. But as listeners and as supporters from all the people that are listening to me from around the world, I couldn't do it without you guys. You guys are the reason Jesus in a Cup of Joe keeps growing month after month, year after year. You guys' generosity, you sharing this podcast to your friends and families, what's keeping it growing. Okay. What's keeping it growing? Oh, something else I wanted to share, because I thought this was huge. We get a report, like all podcasters, they get a report through their host company. And I just found out that the Philippine area and the, I guess you call it Southeast Asia, we have a couple of listeners. And I find that fascinating for number one, because of the fact that they're listening to a Christian podcast, especially in a non-Christian area. So just tells you the power of God and how he moves. Okay. So listen, subscribe, follow, and share. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Share us with your friends and family. You're more welcome to reach out to me. There's multiple ways you can do it. You can do it through our email at jesusandacupofjoe@gmail.com. gmail.com. Also reach out to us at jesusandacupofjoe.com. You can Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys. Hope you have a fantastic day. Remember, you always have to start your day with Jesus and a Cup of Joe. Catch you next time.